Just to start us off, can you tell us what machine learning is?
Machine learning is a method of programming a computer where you train the computer what's good and what's bad about a particular task. And you reward it when it gets the task right, and it learns how to accomplish that task in an automated fashion. So many people think machine learning, they associate it with artificial intelligence. And there are many films about that with drastic consequences. But really, when it comes down to it, it's a method of automating a task which a human could possibly do. The technology itself was developed by computer scientists as early as the 1950s, but really has only been practical in the last few years, simply because computing power has increased to the point where we can take advantage of it.
So at first glance, a partnership between surf lifesaving and computer scientists and astronomers is a little bit unexpected. How did it all come about?
I started the project when I was working as a professional astrophysicist, because that automation is useful for processing large data sets from telescopes looking at the sky. And so we're able to bridge a gap between the pure computer science developments and the data on the ground. And so even though you might not think of it, we're in an ideal position to tackle practical projects. The project with the Department of Primary Industries and Macquarie University came about simply through a conversation. As many great scientific conversations start, it started with somebody having a problem definition and then telling that to us and saying, oh, do you know anybody who knows a little bit of machine learning? And we said, actually, as it happens, we know some of the technology you could use. And then we went along and helped Surf Lifesaving and the Department of Primary Industries to develop a new trial, which was very useful for getting a very good balanced data set for training the machine. And then, like all of science, you develop a personal relationship from a business sense, and the project carries forward from that.
How does this project work, and how is it going to affect beachgoers?
At the moment, Surf Lifesaving, in partnership with the Department of Primary Industries in New South Wales, is running drones on a good number of beaches, upwards of 40, I think, in order to provide a safety net for sharks. There are advantages to drones that you don't get with, for instance, shark nets. They're a passive technology from the point of view that they don't kill other species. A shark net will protect you from sharks by reducing the biodiversity and killing everything in the area, everything that gets entangled in the net. The public, after doing a survey recently, greatly favors drones as a method of protecting people from sharks. And currently what Surf Lifesavers do is they have dedicated pilots that will fly a drone along by the shore, by the surf break, every 30 minutes and spot sharks and then take an appropriate action. The only problem is that even though it's actually easier to spot a shark from a drone rather than a helicopter, it's still a difficult task. And so what we want to do is we want to have a real-time artificial intelligence algorithm, which then helps the pilot to identify what type of species of shark that is being seen, because that allows a beach manager to make a call on whether a beach should be closed. There are plenty of times that you have a non-dangerous shark or a ray misidentified as something that's quite dangerous, and then the beach is closed. And that has a knock-on effect on businesses and tourism. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to make sure that these rare represented classes, which, you know, if you're targeting sharks, you might not have that many rays in your data set, get represented equally. And so there's a little bit of engineering around making sure that you've got a class balance, as we call it. Other times, your conditions influence how your machine is going to perform. So for instance, if you only have hammerhead sharks in a data set taken on sunny days, then the machine is going to be biased to identifying sharks seen on sunny days as being hammerheads. And so you have to very carefully weed out these sort of biases that go into the data sets, and then that allows the machine to learn really what you want it to learn, which is to identify the shape of a shark and associate it with a species, so we can get the beach managers to make the right choices.